News. I'm Ed Donahue. Polls are open in 16 states and one territory. President Biden for the Democrats and former President Donald Trump for the Republicans are expected to be the big winners on Super Tuesday. In Fairfax, Virginia, John Hamilton is voting for Donald Trump.
I wish he would tone his comments down on his political opponents. We want you to run the country. We want you to be effective. He has great policies, but I don't want to hear the drama.
Carl Evans in Arkansas voted for President Biden. Is he excited about the presidential race?
I'm depressed about it. Because of the possibility that Donald Trump would win.
Some states are also deciding who should run for governor or senator or district attorney. Some social media sites are down.
Users of Meta's Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger platforms are experiencing login issues in what appears to be a widespread outage. Internet Traffic Observer Down Detector is reporting vast outages on several Meta platforms, and the outage could be global, with London-based internet monitoring firm NetBlock saying on X that four Meta platforms are experiencing outages. The head of Meta's communications acknowledges the issues on X, formerly known as Twitter, and said the company is working on it. I'm Shelley Adler.
Palestinians say an Israeli airstrike killed at least 17 people in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis as talks on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas ended without a breakthrough. Hungary's president formally signed a bill approving Sweden's NATO bid, removing the last obstacle after 18 months of delays that frustrated the alliance as it tried to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Unanimous support among NATO members is required. Two-time tennis Grand Slam champion Simona Halep has been cleared for an immediate return after sport's highest court accepted she was not entirely at fault for a positive doping test. This is AP News. Lawmakers and committees in Alabama are debating bills to protect providers of in vitro fertilization from lawsuits.
Many IVF providers in the state stopped providing services to patients after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples whose frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility could pursue wrongful death lawsuits for their, quote, extrauterine children, end quote. The ruling, which treats an embryo the same as a child under the wrongful death statute, raised concerns about civil liabilities for clinics. Republican Tim Melson, the sponsor of the Senate bill, says they're hoping to get the proposal approved and to Governor Kay Ivey on Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
94-year-old former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, the mother of the incumbent president and widow of an ousted dictator, has been hospitalized with pneumonia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.